I'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight, Tim King, Executive Director for the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. We've got some exciting things coming up on July 25th. And Tim, tell us a little bit about that and welcome back to Art in the Air.
Well, welcome, thank you all Tim. So much for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be here. I love working with you all.
Mutual.
Thank you. Last year, we tried a concert at Friendship Gardens, just kind of a experimental thing. And it turned out to be such a success. Of course, you know, that was right in the middle of COVID and everybody was masked, even outdoors, you know, everybody had their masks on and 6 feet apart. And people were so starved to hear some live music. We actually had quite a few people that came out. But we love the venue so much that we want to come back. And my hope is eventually that we might be able to actually even do a small summer series out there at Friendship Gardens. But what we're going to be doing on Sunday, July the 25th at 7 p.m., at Friendship Gardens, which is located at 55 East US 12 in Michigan City. If you haven't been there, at least in the last 3 or 4 years, you have to go see this place. They've completely restored it. It's absolutely one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. One of the things that they've done is they built this pavilion, a big, high, nice, domed ceiling with a concrete floor and covered for the musicians with a very, very vast area of lawn that the audience can sit. And it's just, it's an ideal summer spot to hear a concert. And so we're going to be presenting a concert, like I said, on Sunday, July the 25th. And the title of it is called Legendary Show Tunes and More. And so what we're going to do is we're going to be doing pieces from Frozen, from the Pink Panther, from The Greatest Showman, Music Man, and Pirates of the Caribbean are just some of the things that we're going to be performing for the audience. And in addition, we're going to be presenting our two latest Who's Your Star winners, Elise Flores, the adult, and Julia Larson, the youth winner. And if you all will remember, this past September, we were not able to have the full orchestra with Who's Your Star. We only could have a small kind of ensemble band. So these two young ladies have never sung with a full orchestra. They've sung this song with a band before, but they've never sung with a full orchestra. So it's going to be their first time singing with orchestra. I'm so glad they get the chance to do that. So that will be in addition to the other pieces that I just mentioned. So it'll sort of be their debut with the orchestra as well.
Excellent. I saw that venue out there then that was been under construction, and Friendship's Garden is a beautiful place to have that. So what
yeah,
a
we have,
great.
We have to say thanks to John Lineweber. Yes. I mean, he's really
absolutely
a treasure.
You know, I've had a lot of people that said, oh, yeah, you know, I went to the gardens 10 years ago. It doesn't look so good. I'm like, God, this is different. They've restored it. It's beautiful. You won't believe how wonderful it is. And it's just, it's such a great place to give an orchestra concert. The amenities that I'm looking for, it's easy to get into from backstage to be able to bring trucks in and be able to unload. It's easy for the audience to get to. There's plenty of space to spread out. If you don't want to be close to anybody, you can spread out by yourself. They have trees. If you want shade, you can have that. They also are going to have a food truck and a cash bar, too. So it can't be all bad, right? I mean, we can have a really good time and hear the orchestra and enjoy a little food and drink as well.
Well, you can truly practice eat, drink, and be Larry at those situations. So.
A beautiful water sculpture. I mean, the grounds are
gorgeous.
That's right. And at Lake Lucerne, the water sculpture, you're right. That's off actually for the audience. It's off to the right. So they can see that as well as watching the concert, too.
And you still have you're in the gearing up of Who's Your Star. So tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Well, we've had the auditions for Who's Your Star, which were back in March. But we chose 10 finalists from 6 different communities in Indiana. 5 youth, 17 and under, 5 adult, 18 and over. We have one finalist that lives in New Albany, Indiana, which is across the river from Louisville. So that's 5 yeah. hours away. So this truly is becoming Who's Your Stars, the entire state's coming in there. So we're going to start rehearsing. We've chosen their songs. We've orchestrated their songs. Alistair Willis is going to come back, who's the music director of the South Bend Symphony, is going to come back and conduct for us. Unfortunately, our new music director, Carolyn Watson, was not available because of a already scheduled event for her. So hopefully we'll take care of that in the future. Of course, Alistair knows the deal. He knows how to do everything. So we're thrilled to have him back to conduct with us. So we'll start the rehearsal process with them, actually with kind of a band situation on the Saturdays in August. And then we'll transfer that rehearsal situation to the orchestra the first week of September for like the last 2 or 3 times, and then have the concert on September the 11th at the Civic Auditorium at 7 p.m. We're going to put tickets on sale July 1st on our website, so people can, they'll be able to access tickets as early as July 1.
Excellent. And coming up, Carolyn Watson's going to join you on your first concert when?
She's going to join us on November the 13th. That'll be the opening subscription concert, and we're calling it a Jazzy American Salute. And one of the things that I'm really excited about is we're going to be performing Artie Shaw's clarinet concerto. He's a famous clarinetist, but I didn't realize he actually wrote a clarinet concerto. So we're going to be premiering that one with the orchestra on that concert.
Real quick, time date on the Friendship Garden concert.
Sunday, July 25th, 7 p.m. Get your tickets at friendshipbotanicgardens.org or the orchestra's website at lcso.net.
Very good. That's Tim King from the Port County Symphony Orchestra. Thanks again for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.